Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The DH, Jerry Turner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyuk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson takes first base on ball four. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pachyuk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Turner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski takes first base on ball four. Kemp moves to second. Tom Pachyuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyuk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Pachyuk reaches second base with a double. Kemp scores. Luzinski moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is walked intentionally. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill takes first base on ball four. Luzinski scores. Pachyuk moves to third. Baines moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-1 in the game. Cabell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Cabell moves to second. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-1 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Kemp strikes out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Luzinski hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pachyorek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Pachyorek reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Baines is walked intentionally. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pachyorek moves to third. Baines moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-1 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 2, White Sox, 2. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Petrie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bernazard for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cabell. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Cabell steals second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Gibson strikes out. One out. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-2 in the game. Turner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baines throws the ball into Almon who tags Turner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cabell scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Baines strikes out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cabell hits a pop-up towards the mound. Dotson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gibson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur, who is chasing the ball. Gibson reaches third base with a triple. Lemon goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Tigers. Kevin Hickey now pitching. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Jerry Turner. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gibson scores. It's 5-2, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Wackenfuss moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Roseman now pitching. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-2 in the game. Almon strikes out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. the Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Patchy Orrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cabell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Paciorek is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Baines is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got one RBI. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hickey fields it and throws to first for the out. Gibson moves to second. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Herndon is walked intentionally. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Paciorek fields it and throws to second for the out. Gibson moves to third. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Glenn Wilson now playing right field. Rudy Law pinch hits for Mark Hill. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rosma fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires pinch hits for Jim Morrison. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Bill Almon. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.